the scale of the pollution was really obvious because it's actually quite a pristine area away from the pollution. So generally the waterways are very, very clean and full of invertebrate life. And under the two waste sources, one of which was a sewage treatment plant and the other was a coal mine, there was fairly severe water pollution and an extremely strong reaction by the invertebrate animals that live in the river.
When did you first notice that something was wrong there?
It goes back a long way. I used to work with Sydney Water as a biologist, and about 18 years ago, we were basically looking for clean tributaries and looking at the effects of sewage, and we got above what we thought was any form of pollution. We thought this is what we'd call a reference site, you know, somewhere where it's effectively pristine. And the river just didn't have the life we expected. It was a kind of ecological desert. It took us a while to work out where the pollution was coming from. In that case, it was actually coming from a coal mine. I then worked on that as part of my PhD, and it essentially took about 15 years to actually track it down and work out exactly what was going on.
The Environment Department says that they're taking the results very seriously. What do you think needs to happen now?
Well, I think they certainly are taking the results very seriously, but they are in a difficult situation. And in Australia, we unfortunately have a legacy that we mine, exploit natural resources, and the mine shuts down, we move on and leave the damage behind. And there's, you know, well-known examples like Queenstown in Tasmania, where the damage was done over a century or more ago, you know, Captain's Flat near Canberra, Rum Jungle in the Northern Territory. So this is a common problem, I'm sorry to say. I'm actually heartened that the government are taking these results seriously, and they're currently looking at realistic engineering options for what they can do to capture and reduce the pollution source.
What are realistic options?
It's going to take sharper brains than mine to work that out, but I suppose geotechnical engineering consultancies do work like this all around the world, and just some of the options. Number one would be to capture the mine drainage and pump it out of the catchment and treat and discharge it in a less sensitive location, and that has consequences, and you know, no one necessarily wants pollution pumped from one spot to another. And then there are plenty of potential options to capture and treat it on site, and there's membrane filtration and electrolysis. There's a whole series of ways to treat and remove the toxic zinc out of the water, but it's a large volume of water and it's a very, very steep and sensitive area, so it will be technically very, very difficult.
So you don't think that they need to have acted more quickly in this particular situation?
I think a lot of us would ideally have liked that, but I think we're all sort of catching up and learning from these sort of examples, and myself as a scientist, even our science and detection and understanding is improving, and I think it's the same for the environmental regulators and the miners. They're all learning, and the community is demanding better and better environmental performance. And I suppose the greatest opportunity I see from this is that we can learn from this, and this is really how I think we improve our environmental performance. We can learn from these sorts of mistakes and ensure when new mines are put in that these sort of risks are studied and taken very seriously before they do any kind of construction.
Do you think that it might mean that we have to dramatically change the way we look at mining and how we do mining if we want to protect natural habitats around the area?
I think there's been enormous advances made in mining, and I think the mining industry is far more environmentally aware and responsible than they were decades ago. I suppose I would just encourage that momentum to keep improving the environmental performance, to sort of keep raising the bar higher. Similarly, the treatment and discharge of sewage throughout Australia is improving enormously, and you know, we keep demanding higher and higher performance in the community, and we are concerned with pollution, but I suppose I just keep encouraging that environmental improvement, that sense of environmental custodianship.